Greetings, this is James Gill with Edge Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got a great show tonight. We have a little housekeeping to take care of first. We've got, we're going to be appearing at Contact in the Desert on June 1st through the 4th. And just go to, you know, contactinthedesert.com. And it's at the Indian Wells Resort. And it's going to be an amazing event there. The lineup, I mean, I'd be here on the whole show trying to give you the lineup here, but some awesome speakers are coming. Some very good friends are going to be on meeting there too. But I think they've got like 50 speakers or something. It's something huge. You know, it's one of the biggest conferences on the planet as far as alternative thinking, alternative archaeology, and UFOs, everything. Covers everything. But anyway, check that out. We also have... we've got John Vivanco coming up on the 17th to the 20th, and he's a remote viewer extraordinaire. And he's done a lot of remote viewing of the crafts here in the mountain and the beings on the craft, which were very accurate. I mean, it blew me away because he knew things that I knew. I haven't shared with anybody. So he's got a major event coming here on the 17th through the 20th. And then we have the self-mastery classes the 24th through the 27th. And so be sure and check into that. If you go to esetievents.com, again, esetievents.com. If you can't remember that, just go to eseti.org. And it has all the information on for the upcoming events. But a lot of things happening. And then we have the eseti conference coming up on the July 4th weekend, which is going to be great. Great lineup. You know, we've got Joan Ocean, Murray Rodwell, myself, Teresa Young, Peter Maxwell Slattery, Sarita Antara. And this is the Australian group, too, that they have an amazing contacts. But I can go on and on that. But, again, go to esetievents.com if you want to get the rest of the information. But it's quite a lineup. You know, some great speakers are going to be coming to that. And then August 9th through 12th, we have the Soul Tech Gathering. And Jimmy Church is going to be the narrator for that one. And, again, myself, Jason Quitt, Michael Sheldon, Teresa Yarnos, Matthew Ryan, Holly Marie, Mary Gabriel, John Lund, Dana Harvey, quite a few people are going to be coming to this one. So that's going to be a great event. So again, go to esetievents.com if you want to find out what's happening. And, you know, there's so much happening. You know, I want to send prayers out to our friends over there in Hawaii that are dealing with the volcanic eruption there and the rifts open, all the things happening. It's pretty insane what's happening over there. And they're shaking and moving. She's getting ready to do her thing. So we have to start paying attention to Mother Nature and see what's happening. But tonight's show, we're going to cover a little different topic. And it all ties together because, you know, earth changes are physical, social, and economic. They hit every level. So we're going to talk about some of the social factors in this. And we've got Adam Riva, and he's the founder of Dauntless Dialogue, an independent media company with the goal of fusing conspiracy and philosophy. Dauntless Dialogue has a podcast exploring the occult, holistic health, politics, conspiracy, and culture and features. Feature special guests, you know, from the UFO community, UFO conspiracy, and truth communities. He's the founder of Dragonfly Effect Naturals, a philanthropic buy one, get one free company. And he manufactures holistic products with a mission. And so with any further ado, I'm going to bring on Adam. Adam, are you with us?
Hey, James, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, I'm glad you're on the show. I mean, a lot of these things we've talked about, you know, we just kind of touched the top tip of the iceberg on some of the talking points that you wanted to talk about with the global pedophile empire and satanic ritual abuse and the alliance versus the deep state and holistic health and the war on the West, masculinity, whites, you know, it's like, I mean, all those things I've been definitely interested in. So we can start off wherever you want. If you want to talk about what's happening with the global pedophile empire and the satanic stuff, and maybe give us a little heads up on what's happening there. Is there a major cleanup going on or what's the latest?
Well, first of all, let me just start by saying that the work that you're doing is incredible. I first came across your work almost a decade ago. I don't know if that ages us, but it certainly it turned me on to a lot of the darker conspiracy stuff, but you got to balance it with the light. And
exactly,
this is a scrupulous study. When you begin to research this material, you can go down a lot of dark rabbit holes. And you know, you, if you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, potentially you find yourself feeling like you're looking into the darkest aspects of humanity. And you also need to balance that with some of the lightest aspects of humanity, some of the beautiful things that are going on right now. And what we're seeing is a takedown of some of those darkest forces. There are industries out there that will cater to whatever your preference is for news. So if you want to see nothing but good news, there are websites that can give you nothing but inspirational, hopeful stories. If you have the type of lens of perception of pessimism, there are websites and news outlets that will serve you nothing but that. And so we can find ourselves in these echo chambers where it either seems completely dismal or completely wishy-washy, and not wishy-washy, but whitewashed, I should say. And I think that the truth is somewhere in the middle. However, the good news is that we are making tremendous strides as a planet. We're making tremendous strides in rounding up some of the perpetrators of some of these conspiracies, false flags, trafficking. You know, the big four things that are being trafficked right now are human beings. And when I say humans, it's primarily children, drugs, guns, and organs. Organs are the other one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It really, I'll throw this to you. Where do you want to start? Because I can kind of jump off at on any of these topics.
Yeah, I just read an article where they're talking about they're accusing the Red Cross of selling organs, you know, and organ trafficking and things like that. So, you know, it is owned by the Bush family, so nothing, you know, that doesn't, you know, kind of expect things like that. But anyway, I'd like to talk about this, the global pedophile empire, because on a spiritual level, I've had masters come to me in feminine energies and, you know, the Mary energies, and I want to do a disclaimer, I'm not Catholic, Mary's a universal being, and they're coming to me, and they're saying, you know, to, you know, this is going to be spiritually PC and correct, you know, but they're pissed. I mean, they're fed up with what's happening to children and things like that, and they said they're going to take this down, that, and so there's different components to this takedown, so if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Sure, absolutely. I first came into this a number of years ago, and out of all of the conspiracies that I had researched, this one seemed to really stand out amongst the rest. I think it's one of the top three most dangerous subjects to research and report on. When I began reporting on it last year, I began to consolidate a lot of my notes that I had taken over the years. And I wanted to do this subject justice. I wanted to weave together a narrative that was comprehensive and cogent so that someone who had never been exposed to this subject matter could begin to wade into the deeper waters in a way that didn't scare them back out of the water, in a way that didn't make the subject matter seem crazy. And I began to compile these notes, and very quickly I began to feel a little bit paranoid. Like, okay, I certainly have a lot of websites that I've pulled up. I've certainly looked up a lot of headlines, put in a lot of keywords, you know, in the search bar. And I thought, okay, this is potentially opening me up to some sort of so if someone were to want to frame me for something and they had a record of, you know, the subject that I was researching so heavily, they could certainly frame me if they really tried. Not to sound conspiratorial, not to sound paranoid, but this is the reality of the situation, is many people who research this, they find themselves being harassed online, they find themselves being threatened. To date, I have not had anything like that happen, although we could maybe get into some of the other interesting things that have happened lately. But to push the story forward, I started to connect the dots that this is not just happening in you know, the Catholic Church. It's not just happening sporadically here and there by a couple of bad apples. This is something which is much more pervasive. This is something which goes on for occult reasons. This is a ritual. This is something that they have their reasons for, whether you believe them or not, they believe them. So there are energetic principles at play. A lot of these high-ranking elite pedophiles are into some of the other darkest things you could imagine, like cannibalism and human sacrifice. You know, when you say, well, what's worse than pedophilia? Not much, but when you're talking about sacrificing children and forcing them to perform some of the most heinous things on each other, this quickly becomes a very daunting subject, a very volatile, radioactive subject to touch. You don't want to, like I said, you want to do it justice. You don't want to turn people off from the subject matter. But in my opinion, it is of the utmost importance that we begin to critically look at this and really tease it out. How pervasive is this? You know, how many politicians are involved in this? You know, in my research, I've been led to some horrifying conclusions that law enforcement has been complicit in its cover-up, that public education is a big sector that is culpable, that there, you know, that there are adoption agencies that are international in scope that are you know, complicit in this conspiracy. So this is a subject matter which, you know, I can feel some of our listeners kind of shifting uncomfortably in their chairs. And trust me, I am right there with you. But I think that the spiritual work that is upon us, as light workers, to push forward into some of these dark matters and really shine the light. And if not for ourselves, if not for society, think about the children. One of the main reasons that I continue to do my work, and I have a book coming out later this year on this subject matter specifically, is because I had it lucky. I had a great childhood growing up. I came from a great functional family, and I was given every leg up. And I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I wasted that. Because there are so many children who are voiceless, and there are so many children who are victims. You know, I've had on my show recently Jay Parker, and he is a survivor of satanic ritual abuse. And one of the things that he does is he counsels other SRA victims, and he helps to have them come to terms with their childhoods and helps give them the tools necessary to kind of reintegrate themselves, both, you know, psychologically and also socially. So there are solutions, and there are people working on this problem. And so maybe one of the things we can talk about on tonight's show is some of the strides that are being made that I alluded to, that this problem is, for the first time, arguably, being addressed in mass. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I think people are going to be shocked when they find out how prevalent it is. And, you know, I always tell people when you seek power and wealth, you know, especially power over others, you know, when you get to the top of almost every institution, it goes into a really dark realm. And the reason there's so much inhumanity in there is because you've got non-human players, you know, involved. But, you know, it doesn't matter what, if you want to make a religious thing out of this or whatever, there are darker forces, and these people do rituals to bring these darker forces in. And to me, I don't know how you could even do things like that to children if you didn't have some severe influences, you know, on, you know, monkeys on your back, because it just doesn't make sense. But, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, for fame and fortune will sell their souls. They'll do whatever's necessary to, you know, to follow that false dream, you know, of becoming famous or whatever. And, you know, at the end, you really think about where all these people end up. You know, yeah, they end up famous, they end up rich, they end up, but where do they really end up? You know, they end up being some pretty nasty, loveless, you know, people surrounded by people that don't really care about them. They just care about the notoriety and the fame and whatever finances they can get. But I don't know, it's just, I've seen this over and over again. It's a downward spiral. People think it's climbing the ladder of success, but it's actually dropping down to a very dark hole that ends up in total collapse, basically.
I agree. And coming up on my podcast here in the next couple of weeks, I have scheduled an individual who is a executive producer behind the documentary, An Open Secret. Now, An Open Secret only addresses one sector of this problem that we're talking about, which is Hollywood. Now, yeah. Hollywood is a dark, seedy place. I mean, whether you're talking about Harvey Weinstein and just some of the recent revelations of sexual predation and sexual exploitation of power differentials, or whether you're talking about some of the things that Corey Feldman and Elijah Wood have come forward and said that on record, Hollywood's biggest problem has been, is now, and always will be pedophilia. So I would advise, you know, I would urge some of your listeners to check out An Open Secret, because it's a very scholarly approach to this subject that kind of eases you into it and helps to shine the light on how this is a pervasive problem that has been largely ignored or outright covered up by people in positions of power, by these media moguls, by news agencies, and by law enforcement who look the other way. And that's really just the tip of the iceberg. Hollywood is not that different from Washington, D.C. And this entire problem as a whole really goes to show that, you know, truth is stranger than fiction, or truth is more horrific than fiction. You know, when this information continues to come to light, as it did with Pizzagate. Now, let's just cover Pizzagate real quick. For those of you who are listening who might not have heard of that, it's just a word that refers to the aftermath of the WikiLeaks publishing of some of John Podesta's private emails. And John Podesta was, I believe, campaign manager of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. He's been, you know, in a lot of these Democratic cabinets as one of the top people in the country. He has so many really shady cohorts that he hangs out with, whether it's you know, James Olifantis, whether it's I'm sorry, some of the names are escaping me at the moment.
That Maria Abramovich, or whatever her name is. I think I can't remember her name, but she's quite a work of.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, these are some of
all that stuff.
Yeah. These are some of the players that are connected to these, you know, presidential candidates or former presidents. And this is one of the reasons why this stems all the way to the top. Now, in those emails that were published by WikiLeaks, there were a number of revelations. There were a lot of strange code words being used. And how do we know they're code words? Well, there was a high, like a very statistically high, anomalous repetition of words like hot dog and pizza, hence the name Pizzagate, because of declassified FBI documents, we, the public, know that these are code words of the pedophile community that operates globally. There are actual insignias and iconographs that are used visually, but there are also, there's a language. And this is used because if you are running if you are part and parcel to a pedophile network that operates on a national stage, think like the mafia. The mafia was very much out in the open, right? They ran restaurants, they ran speakeasies, they were businessmen, and they had to make money. They had to have a cover story for what they were doing to effectively sanitize their image and have a good alibi. Well, this is very much the same thing all these years later, except with this pedophile network that we're talking about. And so really, to sum it up, Pizzagate was just the very first time, arguably, that this was introduced into the lexicon. The average person began to look into these things and dig up for themselves using the internet and all of the things that have been available. They're connecting the dots for themselves, and there are tremendous collectives of online researchers, thousands upon thousands of people who are doing this investigation on behalf of humanity. And, you know, I've heard stories that some of the research that's been done by some of these armchair investigators at home, you know, could be teenagers all the way up, could be people who are just doing this as a pastime on the side. That research is now being amalgamated and basically structured into FBI cases that will be brought against some of these people. So this is really largely a grassroots effort that, you know, people in the FBI are relying on all of us, in a sense. So it really can be a team effort for humankind to help purge the evildoers from this planet. And to me, that's sort of poetic. It's not like we all have to sit back and let someone else come in and save the day, or let someone else prosecute these ne'er-do-wells. No, it's actually, we're part of the solution. And I find that extremely hopeful.
Yeah, I agree. I think people are going to be shocked when they find, when they start looking in the network and they see, like, all of these agencies, you know, the Child Protective Services and all of these agencies, schools, you name it, it just goes on. And they love to go to the wars, you know, where the wars are, and they have all the orphan children there. There's no paperwork. And they grab these kids, and they've been busted doing that. That was tied into the Clintons. You know, you just see this how this weave, this whole network, how it all weaves together. And, you know, it ends up, you know, in a very dark space, basically. But it ties right into the global elite, everything. The mainstream news, the Hollywood actors, you know, it's just political, everything. It's all tied together, and it seems like they're all involved.
At first glance, it seems like a very daunting problem that seems insurmountable. And I would say that for those of us who've actually, you know, dealt with this subject for a good amount of time, I would say the exact opposite, that it's not insurmountable. It's very much possible for us to begin to address this in a systematic way. And we have a lot of assistance in the matter. There are so many milestones that are being reached in this battle. And it's about a couple of things. First of all, it's about talking about these things with friends and family, bringing these things up in conversation here on the grassroots level, so that people can begin to see that this is not some far-fetched idea, that there is a lot of evidence to support it. I've been publishing a lot of the chapters of my book freely online, and every single claim in these articles I publish, you can actually click the links and follow directly to the source material for yourself. So if I'm referencing an article by the New York Times or by BBC or whoever, you can follow that. So you can put these breadcrumbs together for yourself. I'm just laying them out for you for ease. So the first thing is talking about these things and showing others the evidence that's out there. Now, the second thing that's helping to bring this to light is there's been tremendous movement after Trump was elected because he has facilitated a lot of the law enforcement agencies to go after these individuals. Now, this is fact. You don't have to like the guy. I know, you know, you and I are supporters, but whether or not you are on board, this is out there. There are a number of executive orders that have been signed, as I said, that have facilitated law enforcement to go after these individuals. In fact, one of the very first moves he made in office was a human trafficking bill that cracked down on human and child trafficking and predation. Since his inauguration, we've seen thousands upon thousands of arrests. Some of them have been massive stings where they've actually arrested thousands of individuals, and other times, you know, you're bringing down one person who was a very significant player in orchestrating some of these things behind the scenes. In other words, what we're seeing is a gigantic movement to bring these down. And it's exciting because if you're like me and you're following this material closely, you know, you're rooting for these guys to get taken down because you see how it's all connected. And so when they get one guy, they're usually that leads them to the next. It's like dominoes. So that's what we're seeing pan out right now.
Yeah, I always tell people whether you like Trump or not, you know, to be honest with you, I couldn't stand that Apprentice movie. When he you're fired. And I go, you know what kind of emotional damage you're doing there? You know, it's just like, you know, let's just tell the guy, hey, you know what? It's just not working out. And maybe you should try another vocation or something, you know, but I don't know. That never worked for me, but you know, watching what he's done so far, everything he's done, you know, to clean up this whole pedophile network, to drain the swamp, to, you know, get rid of the pay for play programs. And, you know, everything he's done is just miraculous, babe. You know, all the success he's had, but they just attack him continuously. And it is, you know, the lamestream media, Hollywood, all the people that are attacking them. You know, if you've done your research, you know that these are the very people that are part of the swamp and part of these networks. And it's funny, the ones screaming the loudest are the ones that are the most dirty. And people just aren't getting it. You know, they're listening to the CNNs and the NBC, all those things. They're listening to those programs. And, you know, they've got no meat. They have nothing. And they just keep making accusations after accusations. And a lot of these things have nothing to do with Trump and happened way before he ran for president. And it's like a mute point, you know, but they've got the gorilla behind them, you know, the 1,000-pound gorilla that's going to keep driving it into the ground. But, you know, the good news is I'm really seeing the truth is getting out, and people are starting to reevaluate things. And I know you've been doing a lot of the same thing, getting this information out. You know, it's like Antifa. I could never figure that out. Okay, Antifa, anti-fascist. They act like fascists. Their head supporter, Soros, is a German, a Nazi. They're anti-Nazi. And I'm trying to figure out, who are these guys? You know, have they? And then I saw them protesting one of his main offices because they weren't being paid. You know, I guess he stiffed them, you know, for not creating the riots that he wanted. But anyway, you find all these organizations, you know, that are being financed, you know, Black Lives Matter, everything. And they're all financed to create separation and race separation and gender separation and all of these things that they're doing. And, you know, it's all just great chaos and separation.
Well, they are intensifying their efforts of division in the old divide and conquer methodology because we are beginning to turn the tide. There's a lot of chess playing going on. And so superficially, if you're the type to just read the headlines at face value, you might not be following the whole story. You might not see the bigger picture. I have a lot of friends who come to me and they, you know, they have their particular perspectives about good and evil and right and wrong and should and should not, as far as politically. And when you begin to unravel, as you pointed out, some of these contradictions and point out how there's really no grounds, no basis on a lot of these claims. In fact, they're often completely contrary to the truth. They're the inversion of the truth. It begins to turn you in the complete opposite direction.
Yeah.
And so, you know, let's look at some of the facts. The facts are, since Trump was inaugurated, I've heard reports as high as 40,000 pedophiles have been arrested domestically, and that number is over 1 million now globally in the past year. So that's on the higher end. But to be conservative, in my investigations in my articles, I think I've consolidated now at this point about 5,000 domestically, and you know, so that's a big gap. But this is statistically anomalous compared to the previous annual arrest rate for pedophiles under Obama, under Bush, under Clinton. It has spiked so far off the charts that at the very least, you have to scratch your head and say something's going on. Now, if you listen to a lot of the people who are stepping forward, a lot of the whistleblowers, people who are standing up on behalf of some of these organizations, people like Craig Sawyer, what you're seeing or what you're hearing is they're directly telling you, we have been mobilized. We have been given lists. We have been given permission. We have been armed tooth and nail. We have been trained to go after these people. I have a connection with someone who claims to be a part of this alliance that is combating the deep state. I've made many videos on my YouTube channel, which many of them have gone viral at this point. And I don't make any claims about the veracity. In fact, I tell you straightforward, use your own discernment. This is just information. I'm treating it as such. I've known this individual for many years, but that doesn't mean anything to you because you're just listening to me, a complete stranger. However, just for conversation, I will tell you that I just got off the phone with my source about 3 or 4 hours ago before doing this call. And he said that he's heard through the grapevine that there have been 40,000 military troops that have been trained to arrest approximately 10,000 of these extremely high-ranking elites who are part and parcel to everything that you and I are talking about right now, from arms trafficking to organ trafficking to child trafficking to drug trafficking to money embezzlement in offshore accounts to war crimes, you name it, and they've done it. So what we're seeing is an enormous mobilization of the troops around Guantanamo Bay, a bolstering of our military. The division behind the scenes is as such. There are white hats, and then we'll call them black hats. There are the white hat patriots, who are comprised mainly of constitutionalists. There's a lot of Christians who are, you know, standing up for what they believe is, you know, truth and reckoning. And then there are the ones who are maligned against the average American, the ones who don't have the Constitution as a part of their credo. They don't align with the things that you and I would say are beneficial geopolitically. These are the globalists. These are the Illuminati. It's been called the deep state a lot lately. Some people call them the cabal, the New World Order. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever your flavor is, this is the war that's going on clandestinely behind the scenes. And the average person who is just following your CNN headlines is not aware that there is a shadow war going on between the alliance, as it were, and the deep state. And I've covered that extensively on my channel.
Great. Yeah. I know I've been covering this for quite some time. I've been really looking into it deeply, and I have some friends on the inside that I can't even mention their names. And what I've seen is that, you know, a lot of this at the highest level reverts back to the gold and the Golden Dragon and all those guys, that they got a mandate. They had actually had Kuan Yin appear to them. And they said, time to get on, you know, time to take down this global elite. And they're fed up with them. A lot of other countries are just fed up with them. And I know Trump actually met with Putin and with the Xi Jinping. I can't remember his name. I keep getting his name wrong. But China, you know, the head of China, and then also others. There's other major events that he met with, and they're all in agreement. And this is going to shock people too, is that the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders are also involved in this. And I know that for a fact because, you know, my own experiences as well as inside information as well. So there's many, many levels to this that are coming down, and it seems, you know, I know why this won't fail is because the golden rule is he who owns the gold makes the rules, you know, and so that's where things are going. And these white hats or the alliance or all of these guys are coming together. And I just can't wait for them to, I know they're pushing the button on some things, but I can't wait till they push the big green button that says go and start, just do the major roundup. And I think that's either happening now or just around the corner. What have you heard?
Well, again, James, I got off the phone earlier this evening with my source within the alliance, and I'll tell you what he told me. Now, I'm not standing behind this statement. This is just information I'm passing along, so do with it what you will. This is hot on the heels of my video that I posted about a month ago. It was the most recent update with my source, and since then, I've gotten a lot of comments on YouTube from people who are like, well, what happened to your source? He vanished. He's gone silent. His timeline didn't pan out. I was very much on the fence about posting the exact prediction that he had given me in the last video. He basically had said that as soon as the Inspector General published his report, that there would be a pretty gigantic sweep of, I think, 15 to 20 of the top people. They would be arrested immediately thereafter. That didn't happen. And I pressed him on that tonight. I asked him, so why didn't we see that timeline pan out? And he had expressed to me, look, I'm as impatient and as upset as you are. When I had given you that prediction, when I'd given you that timeline, it's not that it was a lie. It's not that it was wrong. It was actually completely accurate at the time that I gave it to you. However, the timeline shifted. And that's something that you tend to hear a lot when you speak with these insiders. It's frustrating. And it definitely makes you think twice about publishing a lot of the predictions, because you don't ever want to run the risk of invalidating your source. I pass along everything and just say, look, this is information, do with it what you will. But to get to your question specifically, you asked what is being discussed and what is coming up. And he said, well, look, the new timeline that I'm hearing from within the alliance, at least within the people that he's in contact with, because I don't think he's extremely high up in the alliance. I think he's, lower down on the totem. And he said that the timeline, the new revised timeline that he was told, for what it's worth, is that before the election in November, we have about a 30-day window where you can galvanize the public. You really want to bring voters out He said one of the problems that the Alliance assesses is that the rednecks don't vote, is that your average conservative doesn't come out to cast their vote. And so one of the things that they're considering in these think tank groups is, should we wait for some of these bigger arrests to happen about a month or so, give or take, before the election cycle? You know, I think there's like 54 seats or something that are open. So there's some strategy and some delay that is being discussed. Of course, I want to include this as a personal note because I'm wrapped up in this, and people judge you and I on sort of how we convey this information. Just for the record, I want to completely come out and say that I don't believe in this slow disclosure. I'm not on board with partial disclosure. I know that there are many people who are pushing for that timeline, the slow band-aid off kind of approach. I think we should rip it off. I come from the philosophy that that's how we got into this mess in the first place, is that someone somewhere believed that you couldn't handle all of the information, is that you couldn't handle all of the truth. Therefore, we're going to restrict your access to it. We are going to suppress it. We are going to control the narrative. And I think that that is fundamentally wrong. I don't believe in the whole casting pearls before swine. I think that humanity has for too long been in a state of ignorance, not necessarily naturally, but through a lot of artificial control and manipulation by the power elite. And I think that if we hope to really ameliorate our situation as a planet and transition into this future, this Star Trek Golden Age future, which we all want, I think it's going to start with this blunt truthness, like we were speaking about with the pedophilia issue, and cowering from, you know, behind, you know, a shield and wanting protection from all of this stuff and wanting to be spoon-fed and wanting to be, you know, patted on the head and told that it's all right. There's a time and a place for that, but that time is not on the battlefield. And right now we need to be spiritual warriors and step up and own that we have a dirty job to do. We have to get our hands dirty. And there's been a lot of procrastination and deferral of action, which has now caused a bigger problem that we have less time to deal with. So in my personal opinion, I just think that this partial disclosure is much too little too late. And it's easy for me to say that because I'm obviously not in the Alliance. I'm not fighting these cabal. I'm just an internet guy talking about things that I think are important. So I get it. My life isn't necessarily on the line. But I do think that ideally we should all be pushing for a full disclosure timeline.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, I've always said that, you know, I know the end of this, where this all goes, because the powers that were are imploding. You know, they're not frequency specific to the Earth's evolution, and so they are going to be around too much longer, and it's already a done deal. But I think too, all this sugarcoating and holding back and everything else is just getting, you know, just let her rip. You know, put the information out there, let people choose. You know, of course, you know, there's always going to be those that are just, you know, they've been so programmed by CNN and by the lamestream media and everything else that they're always going to never accept it. And, you know, that's, but they're the minority now. They definitely are the minority. And you know, I talk to a lot of people. Sometimes we're in a little bit of a bubble here, but everybody I've talked to is saying, get on with it. You know, a lot of people are saying, you know, I want to see heads roll. You know, I want to see literally, you know, but it's, what I do understand about, you know, to me, it makes total sense. One is that, say you arrest these people, and who's going to arrest them? The FBI? Well, that until you clean up the FBI, there's no sense in doing that. And the Justice Department, you know, that's a big mess too. Until you clean up the Justice Department, that's not going to work. The only thing that would work was the military, and they're the highest court of the land, basically, and they could come in and, you know, they have all the evidence. They have everything they need to do whatever they need to do. You know, but I see how, as far as the masses are going to go, I do understand how they have to publicly inform them so they don't riot and freak out. You know, I do understand that part of it, but I'm at the point now where I'm just so tired of watching these people get away with basically murder and multiple murders and even worser crimes. But, you know, I think there comes a time where you have to say, okay, enough, you know, enough's enough. And I think we're getting to that point.
It will be military tribunals when it comes down to it to prosecute the deep state and the Illuminati. And there's no other way, because as you pointed out, the judges are corrupted. There are so many that are compromised who won't do the job, honestly. And fortunately, there are a large percentage. There's a large percentage of these altruists, these meliorists, and these constitutionalists in the military. And Trump has the military. So the alliance is working closely with the military to bring forward a lot of these changes and a lot of these arrests. And I understand that people continue to see Hillary Clinton and George Soros and John McCain, a lot of these big players, still walking freely. They're not in orange jumpsuits yet. And that frustrates them. I'm right there. It frustrates me too. And I would offer this up as a potential. If you're weeding out this hydra, this octopus that has its tentacles woven into law enforcement and woven into public education and secret societies and politics and Hollywood and the very news agencies that we trust to report on the truth, if you're talking about weeding this out, and make no bones about it, this has been around for thousands of years. This is an ancient, highly efficient network that covers its tracks better than any, you know, villain in a movie. This is the penultimate adversary that humankind is facing in this unfolding of good versus evil as we learn our spiritual lessons. This is what I would offer up. If you're talking about wrangling that hydra, it's going to start from the bottom up, because if you take out the key players and the overall network and system remains, you will very quickly replace that person that was taken out with a new leader, and not even necessarily a leader, but new figureheads, new people in these positions of power. It has to be dismantled from the bottom up. Think of a house of cards. You can pluck the top card off and the remaining structure will be there if you're careful. However, if you pull out one from the bottom, it all starts to collapse. And we're seeing that house of cards collapse. And I'm not even going to go into the whole Kevin Spacey thing, because my mind just went down a tangent with house of cards and Kevin Spacey and the pedophilia issue. But what direction do you want to go from here?
Well, you know, it's obvious it's just going down. I agree with, you know, I know too, as they're actually gathering evidence and taking depositions and getting witnesses, so they can take down the top one. And, you know, top leaders, basically, if you're going to take them down, you better have an ironclad case. You better have, you know, be bulletproof in that one, because, you know, or it's just not going to happen, like you're saying, because it's all rigged. But and the military is going to have to do that. But I do understand why you'd have to gather witnesses, gather and get a lot of people to give up the people above them and say, yeah, I saw them there, and get five or six witnesses say, yeah, they were there and it was them, and say what they did. And then it'll go down. But there's so much thing. We just have a few minutes left. I wanted to cover one thing about, I have some friends that are falling for this one, and it really ticks me off. And it's the war, you know, on the West, basically. And the main thing is masculinity and whites and the war against the white male game, division game. And these guys, you know, there's a lot of young kids, and they are white and they are males, and their parents have some money, not a lot. And they're feeling guilty, and they're feeling very depressed right now about just being a white male. And they're going, I feel embarrassed that I'm a white male. And I said, you're falling for it. You're, you know, are you a good person? Are you helping humanity? Are you trying to create heaven on earth? Then I don't care if you're purple, green, or blue, you know, but that does seem to be a major issue right now. And it's really hitting a lot of people, and they're falling for it.
Absolutely. Since our time is limited, I'll speak quickly and I'll cover as much ground as I can. But I agree with what you said. For anyone who's new to this subject, I would highly recommend to check out Mark Passio's amazing presentation, The Unholy Feminine, Neo-Feminism and the Satanic Epi-Eugenics Agenda. It's a 5-hour crash course on this. I also have coming up on my podcast in a week or two, Mark Collette, who's a gentleman from Britain who talks about this. He has a book out, The War on the West and the Destruction of Men. This is a subject which has so many nuances, but the overarching agenda is this. If you can divide right down the middle between the genders, you have a 50-50 split, which is a bigger divide than any other divisionary line you could draw. And with men, men are the ones who are most aggressive and most defensive when it comes to protecting our tribe, our country, our borders, our principles. So when there is a tyrannical, fascistic, Orwellian government takeover, as we're seeing, you would want to do your best to chemically feminize men to cause us to be more passive. And you're achieving a number of goals simultaneously. You're killing multiple birds with one stone. You're causing, you're breaking up the family, the nuclear family, which is, again, the biggest defense against a growing state. To curb the propensity to grow the size of the state, the size of government, you know, you want to keep intact the family structure, because in the absence of a father, there is a reliance on government subsidies like welfare and a lot of the other kickbacks. So that's the first one. The second one, as I mentioned, is you're feminizing the men so they're not going to fight back. Mm-hmm. And moreover, is you're playing the population control game. So if we can have men and women fighting like cats and dogs and not relying on one another in a healthy, holistic sense, well, then there's going to be this destruction of our main directive as a biological organism is to procreate. And so if you can destroy that propensity, you've very easily curbed the growth of the population. Obviously, they, according to Georgia Guidestones, they want to cull the herd down to 500 million. So they're doing that from a number of different ways, both through the food supply and through poisoning the environment and waging war on our health through pharmaceuticals and the like. But that's just another way that they're accomplishing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, we're out of time. I wish we had a 2-hour show, because I know we're just touching the tip of the iceberg here. But I'll have to get you back on the show again and cover the rest of these issues, because it's such a rabbit hole. There's so much involved. I mean, it would take a 3-week show to cover everything, but we'll get you back on again and we'll cover more of the story.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to come back anytime. If you don't mind, I'd love to just plug some of my outlets here. I've got Dauntless Dialogue. You can find our podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, and hopefully soon Google Play. You can check out my channel, Dauntless Dialogue, on YouTube. And my website is dauntlessdialogue.com. I post some really hard-hitting investigations there, and I source everything I talk about, so you can follow me along and fact check me. It's been a pleasure chatting with you, and maybe I can have you on my show sometime.
Oh, sounds great. Well, again, thanks a lot for coming on the show. Keep up the great work you're doing. And, you know, it's all about truth, and forget about, you know, when you flip a coin, it's got two sides. It's got a light side and a dark side. We can't ignore one side and just say that's all there is. But anyway, keep up the great work, and we'll be talking soon.
Likewise. Thanks, James.
All right, this is James Gunn with Ezra Rich Talk Radio on the BBS Network, signing off. Stay in the heart and stay out of denial, basically, and start looking into these things because they affect everybody, especially the children. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.